Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
G'day everyone, welcome back to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank. This is a sportsethos.com presentation. You can follow the show on Twitter, at Ethos Pelicans. You can follow me, at Lyle Swithenbank, LyleSwithenbank. You've got time, go and give us a rate and review on your podcast device, Apple, Spotify, Audible, Amazon, Stitcher, Podbean, all Red Circle, wherever you wanna find us, we're there. And of course, we're free, and we always will be, which I love. And yeah, we appreciate all the support as we continue to grow, and love seeing the audience being from all over the world. So welcome from wherever you're tuning in from, wherever it is in the world, whatever time it is. We appreciate your support, and it's just great to see the global listenership of our Pelicans, because we are a global team full of global stars, and we proved that today. And the Pelicans, first night of a back-to-back, because for some unknown reason, our first month has been hell, so why would it ease up now? Defeating the Memphis Grizzlies in New Orleans at the Smoothie King Center, and a wonderful victory that it was. No Zion Williamson, 113-102 was the final score, and a real arm wrestle. Ja Morant starred for them. They had no Desmond Bain, but the return of Jaren Jackson Jr., his season debut, and honestly, a tough fought game where we had to fight. And I know it's a cliche now, and we've seen the video and all that sort of stuff, but it really was. It was an arm wrestle, and we got to see Trey Murphy in the starting lineup. We also got to see the season debut of CJ McCollum. No, I'm just kidding, but he found his form, the CJ that we know and have enjoyed watching towards the end of last season, was rediscovered tonight. And I want to start off with that, because I have hammered him on here, and I mean, whether it was justified or not, I think it was. You're entitled to your own opinion. Today he played fantastic. He was absolutely great. He was exactly what we needed, and I'll give him his flowers, because he did exactly what we needed. He had 30 points and 9 assists, 11 of 23 shooting, and found his stroke. He got himself going, and he also got everyone else going. And Honestly, it was because he played alongside point guards. For a lot of the night, he didn't have to initiate the offense. He could get himself going off ball, catch and shoot stuff, getting around screens. He didn't have to handle quite as much, which meant that he only had to focus on one thing, which was putting that ball in the basket. And if that doesn't work, his option B was to give it alongside to Larry Nance or kick it out to Jose or Trey or B.I. You know, he was really, really good tonight. And I will always give credit where credit's due. And I think he was the difference maker tonight. He was fantastic. Gave us a 30-piece, season high. And, yeah, thanks to CJ for joining the party, because we are a better side when he plays well. And I've said that all the way along. And when he does that and he's put in positions to be successful and he then proceeds to be successful, well, you know, that only benefits the team. So, great result. Well done, CJ. Let's keep that going. He had a bit more bounce, had a bit of fire in his belly as well, which was nice. Copped himself a technical foul because of some poor refereeing, which was all night, but anyway, didn't affect us in the end. But he was a bit upset and then channeled it into a massive third quarter and really put the Memphis Grizzlies in the ground. So, what did we see? Quarter by quarter. Well, they had 35 to our 32. We managed to get ourselves in a bit of a hole and then fought our way back to draw. And then Ja Morant throws it from half court on the buzzer and it goes in. So, they're up by three. Disappointing. We then fight back. And a real arm wrestle. Led by the bench, Larry Nance again. Fantastic. Jose Alvarado, fantastic. We saw some Dyson Daniels who only scored one bucket, but had himself 9 rebounds. Was great defensively. He doesn't ever get his hands caught in the cookie jar. He is so smart at just using his body as a defensive weapon rather than actually reaching in, which is great. We went right down. You know, 9 minutes from Devontae Graham, who was solid defensively. Najee Marshall solid as well. We threw bodies at Jar, and every time Ja started to get going, we just put fresh legs on him. Herb, Jose, I think Trey Murphy guarded him at times. B.I. did. Everyone just had a go. And really, it was really good to see, because in the end, he was absolutely stuffed. He couldn't hit a shot to save his life. He was shooting threes and they were dropping short. His floater was dropping short. And when you play at such a pace and with such high athleticism, by the time you're at the end of the game, you're tired. You're worn out. So I think we did a really good job on that. I thought the rotations were much better, and I love this closing lineup with Jose and Larry Nance. I think we played with Herb and Dyson. I think it was Larry Nance, Jose. I think Herb finished, but Dyson was in there as well in the last quarter, and then B.I. and CJ. And honestly, it worked to perfection because their guys couldn't get anything going because we'd stifled them on defense. And then we were switching everything. And then we were also just scoring living daylights out of it because we just got up and ran. We just ran them off the court. And for a team that is very athletic, very young, fresh legs, and love to run, we beat them at their own game. And I think that was a really good testament to our strategy and how we decided to play. I thought we were really impressive tonight. So, come out of the third quarter, 27-30, and we started fighting back. Last quarter, we just put the clamps on them, as I said, 24-15, and pulled away 113-102, which was just a great win. And gets us off to 8-6. And we take on Chicago tomorrow. So, straight back into it. Hopefully, Zion is back, and maybe that rest on it. There was no structural damage reported on his ankle, so hopefully it was just a get the ice pack on it, give it one extra day, and then we'll use you against Chicago Bulls. But we'll see. We know we're cautious with him. So, what did we see? Field goal percentage, 41-47 in favor of us. Three-pointers, 47%. We hit 18 three-pointers. Helps when we make three-pointers. I tell you what, they hit 9, 25%. So, 38 three-point attempts. We got the three-pointers up. And when you make them at a clip like that, I mean, it's tough to lose because you've got so many points from outside. Every time they hit a two, you hit a three. Well, there you go. Bob's your uncle. But it really was a good
It was a good shooting display. Everyone chimed in. Trey got himself going. CJ got himself going, which was really good. Dyson hit a three. BI hit a couple, I think. It was really good. Free throws. Like I said, the refs were bad. They gave them 25 free throw attempts to our 12, which they made 17 of, and we made 9. So, I mean, come on. There were some... I mean, SportsCenter and NBA on TNT and all those sort of fun websites kept putting up highlights of Ja Morant doing this and that, and then they're like, oh, look at this Triple J block, and there's like Najee getting dragged out the air by the scruff of his neck, and they're like, yeah, good clean block, and Najee's there like lying on the ground and bleeding out his head. Not really, but they, you know, they got absolutely manhandled down there, and the refs are like, all right, play on. And so when you're fighting against an extra, well, 8 on the court, you know, it makes it really tough. And when the refs even dress like the Memphis Grizzlies, it makes it really, really tough. But I won't go into that because we won. So all's well that ends well. Assists, they had 16. We had 31. 31 on 43 made field goals. How's that? When you play together, and you move the ball, and you play fast, we win. Isn't that interesting that we win? Because you moved the ball, because you played as a team. Fantastic. Rebounds, they won. But that, I think, was because JV got himself in some foul trouble, as he typically does against Steven Adams. Traditionally, Steven Adams has always had his number. And he doesn't usually play much against a team that has said player. It used to happen when we had Steven Adams, and it happens now as well. Larry Nance took the brunt of the center work, which was good, and he earned his minutes tonight. Blocks were even, 8 apiece. Offensive rebounds, they had 14-7. Again, securing those defensive rebounds is critical, and when you go smaller, it makes it harder, of course. Points off turnovers, 14-11, and you know, pretty even there. So, what we did have was two really clean quarters of basketball. In the fourth quarter, we had one turnover, which was Jose stepping out of bounds on a drive with about 11, 12, 13 seconds left. I think it wasn't much left at all. And, you know, when you take care of the basketball and you're moving it, I mean, you're laughing. You're already ahead because they're not getting the ball back. They're not getting opportunities to exploit your missed possession, your empty possessions. They can't go up. They can't chip into a lead because every time you have the ball, you score. Or you take care of it. You don't give them easy buckets. We had 10 total turnovers, which is just fantastic. So we had 10 turnovers, 31 assists. So if every 3 assists we had, and change, 10, we had a turnover. You know, that's great. That's elite. And the great teams take care of the ball. So when you have that, and perhaps that happens because you have point guards actually... running the offense instead of having to force a triangle into a circle. You know, it makes it a bit tricky, but it really did work for us tonight, and I hope we continue with putting other ball handlers around CJ and BI because it works. So, box score. Trey Murphy, in place of Zion Williamson, had himself 13 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 block, 5 of 11, couple of big dunks, 3 of 6 from 3, and 2 of those were from miles away. He loves that 4-point line, and he just absolutely buries them from out there. And it gets to the point now where the TNT commentators don't even say anything. So they had some big, it might have been Ja Morant doing something. They always squeal and giggle when he does something. And then down the other end, Trey Murphy buried this like near on half-court 3, and they were like, oh, and look, we'll just do more highlights of Ja. And I'm like, oh, cute. But anyway, I'm not going to be salty. Brandon Ingram, 37 minutes, 19 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 block, 7 of 14 shooting. Hit his 2 threes and his 3 free throws. Now, I've seen on the timeline there's a bit of conversation about BI obviously not taking as many shots. In this one, if you watched it, they absolutely hammered him. That was complete ball denial. And so it was up to everyone else to beat him. And when you do that, you've got to hope that there's no one else on. And what we saw was Mr. McCollum, with 36 minutes, had 30 on you and gave you 3 rebounds, 9 assists, 11, and a block, and 11 of 23, 7 of 13 from outside. And when he gives you the business, You can only give up, you can only take away so much. And if you're going to keep blitzing Brandon and not allowing him to get the ball or get the shot off, well, other people are going to beat you. And when they do, you get 18 of 38 three-point attempts. So that was the result of that. JV, only 13 minutes, got himself in some foul trouble, as I said. 2 points, three rebounds, two assists, one of four. And he's played every game this season. And, you know, he's probably due for a break. He looks worn out and he is getting hammered down there. He's not getting the calls, but they are going against him. So we need a big JV game, and hopefully that is against Vucevic tomorrow. That would be really awesome to see him succeed and be able to get himself going, because we haven't seen much of JV this year. And last year, we had all the injuries at the start of the year, Brandon and the like out, Zion, he really did carry us. So I have a lot of respect for JV, and I'd like for him to continue to perform, because I like him as a player. He seems like a nice fella. But anyway, Herb Jones, 22 minutes, 10 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 block, 4 of 7 shooting, hit a couple of 3-pointers. He hit one, and then he threw one off the side of the backboard, and then he hit another one. It was an up-and-down game for him, but in the last quarter, he stepped into a 3 and splashed it, and that's all we want to see. So Herb, just keep doing Herb things. Stop getting 3 first half fouls, because it puts you on the bench, and he is still getting these ticky-tack fouls, which I hate, the rookie fouls, but again, he can't help it. It's just how they want to officiate him, which I think is ridiculous. But anyway, what do I know? I'm not a professional umpire. 25 minutes for Najee off the bench, 4 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 of 5 shooting. He got hacked out of the air on one of them, which they called a block, as I said. But controls the pace, defends the living daylights out of it, and I thought he was solid. He really was. Larry Nance, 30 minutes. He had 19 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 blocks, 8 of 10. He hit his 3-pointer and his 2 free throws. Now, Larry has been fantastic, honestly. We've seen in the last couple of games. This whole season, he looks bouncy. He murdered Aldama, I think it was, at in one of the quarters, absolutely sent him into the shadow realm. He posterized him into next week, and that was just awesome to see. That was the Larry Nance of old, and he looks springy. It's so great to see him out there performing and also enjoying his basketball. He's settled now. We know he's going to be here for a while. He's got that extension, and he looks comfortable. Again, he's still auctioning off his home jerseys, so make sure they go to the local schools as well, so go and check that out if you got a few dollars and want to get a nice little piece of memorabilia. But yeah, all credit to Larry. Devontae had 9 minutes, 1 point, 1 rebound, 2 assists, missed his one shot. Look, he's playing in limited minutes. He knows he has to come out and defend the living daylights out when he's there, and knows he's not going to get that many shots. So when you're playing in a situation like that, when you've got not many shots coming your way, you've also got younger guys coming up that are probably better suited to this team. You've had a whole heap of, you know, rumors around. It must be taxing. And I feel for these veterans, because while, you know, oh, it's part of the job and the like, and it still must be stressful. I tell you what, and when you're only playing 9 minutes a game, he's still been the ultimate professional. He comes out, he plays hard when he does. And, you know, I have respect for guys like that that recognize that, you know, you can only take the minutes that you get, and you can only make the most of your opportunities when you're on. So I appreciate that from him. Dyson Daniels, 17 minutes. Loved it. 3 points, 9 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 block, where he spanked Ja Morant out of bounds, which I love to see. That was fantastic. He was a man on a mission. Talk about earning your minutes. He was completely dominant on the defensive side of the ball. He was the connector. At one point, he got the rebound off of Larry Nance. Talked about it in the post game. Is that the ball? He grabbed the rebound, went to Dyson, and Larry was like, "All right, let's throw it down," because he wanted a break. And Dyson had already, gridiron threw it over his shoulder to Jose right down the court, who gave it to Najee for the layup. So he'd be credited with the hockey assist, not any stat sheet, but he was just great. And like I said, he managed to keep his hands out of the cookie jar, defended the living daylights out of it. And Willie Green said in the post game as well that he trusts him. You know, he plays older than he is. He's only 19 years old, but he's the sort of guy that you can trust to do his job. And when you have someone like that at that age, the sky's the limit for this kid. He honestly, I mean, I know I'm biased and I know I hype him up and he's an Australian and I'm an Australian, so that makes us best friends. But it really is a situation where this kid fits here, and if you play him, he will perform. So I'm really excited to see what he can do. And Jose in 21 minutes, 12 points, 3 rebounds, 6 assists, 1 block. He was fantastic again. Mr. Closer, he looked really, really good. And, you know, play him all the minutes. We said it in the last episode, I'll say it again now. If there's minutes to be going around, you give them to Jose, you give them to Dyson, and you let this bench unit absolutely run teams ragged, because the starters will take care of themselves. But this bench, you know, they're as deep as any team, and we can beat anyone on our best day. So we need to continue that. We need to continue to put faith in our other guys, and they'll continue to keep performing. So I look forward to that. So I'm going to go to a break. With that being said, after the break, we're going to come back. We're going to recap. I have a few other thoughts on some other things, and then we'll be back after this, and then we'll pack up. So stick around, I'll be back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, listeners, it's time to talk a little fantasy hoops. Do you remember who led you to Tyrese Halliburton, DeJounte Murray, Terry Rozier, and Mikal Bridges before any other ranked list? That's right, it was a Brewski 150, and you probably turned those huge wins into some cash, didn't you? Great, well, this year the Brewski 150 is on sale for a limited time, and Ethos 360 subscribers can get access right now. Head to sportsethos.com, click on the premium tab to grab your membership or draft guide, and yes, the answer to your most important question, the Brewski 150 is included in both options. Check back daily for more updates and dominate your leagues with Sports Ethos. Okay guys, welcome back to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. Lyle on the mic as per the usual, as per every other episode. Before the break, we talked about the lovely victory against the Memphis Grizzlies, 113-102. Really impressive victory, and hopefully we can take some momentum into the Chicago game tomorrow. Hopefully Zion returns. No word yet, but no structural damage, as I said. So, fingers crossed he can come back. That's going to be a tough game. We got them in Chicago, so we need to come out because they're going to have their tails up wanting to embarrass us on our home court. So, what does that mean? It means get BI going early. It means get CJ going. It means if Zion's playing, get him going. Exploit the mismatches. If JV is cooking like he did against Vooch last time, then feed him the ball and let him go to work, because that's what you want. That's what we need. And, you know, it's someone else's night every time. So that's what we need to lean into. And then that bench unit just has to be solid. When they come in, play their role, run these guys ragged, and, yeah, we'll keep this party rolling because I'm enjoying this winning. Winning is so much more fun, and I'm sure the podcasts sound better as well. So one thing was that the Birmingham Squadron played today. Kyra Lewis did not. He warmed up, said he was going to play, but then didn't. So we don't know what's happened there. Haven't had any updates as of yet as to what went wrong there, but hopefully he will be back. I think the next game's in 10 days or something. So we'll be looking forward for him getting another week of rehab and then get back on the court and hopefully playing some basketball, which will be exciting for him. They talked about him. Willie Green spoke about him and said, well, he's got a schedule to get through in Birmingham, and then he'll be back up with the main team. So looking forward to seeing that and hopefully getting him back on the NBA court sooner rather than later, because we want to see what we've got in Kyra, because, you know, he's worked hard and his knee exploded and he's worked back from that. So hopefully that is all good. So before I wrap up, the one other bit that I want to talk about, and I know I sometimes get a little bit ranty and the like on here, but this is not really about that. This is a congratulations to Isaac Humphries, who you may have seen is the first openly gay professional basketballer. In the NBL, and is currently playing, active player, I suppose, probably the first active of the major sports in Australia as well, come out as gay. There was some ex-players, but not currently playing. He talked about the battle that he had with working out his sexuality and the demons that he had to fight to be able to come to terms with who he was and accept that and you know, getting to low parts of his life where he wanted to take his own life, and well, he battled with that, and he makes a stand about, well, he only came out and said that he just wanted people to not have to not be themselves because they're athletes, or in any walk of life, you should be able to be who you are. And I completely agree with that sentiment. Again, representation matters. We've talked about that on here. We've talked about people from other demographics. And honestly, hat off to you. The day that I'm really looking forward to is the day where it isn't a big deal that someone's come out and done this. It's the day that someone can just be who they are, and people just go, oh yeah, how you going? You're either a good bloke or you're a shit bloke. And that's the only two, the two characteristics. You know, it's who you are as a person rather than anything else. And that's what I'm looking forward, to. So all credit to Isaac and Melbourne United, the NBL, the NBA's all spoken out about it. And again, continue to support each other. And, you know, people that have battles that you don't see, and, you know, reach out to your friends. I'm doing Movember at the moment as well, which is about men's health, being men's mental health, the like. You've seen my moustache throughout the journey, trying to grow a beard at the moment. But again, all of that is to bring awareness to things like mental health and physical health and looking after your mates. So go and check all that out as well if you're interested. But it is, talk to your mates, because you never know how much that that can help someone, or you know, it may not be much to you, but it might be everything to someone else. So, yeah, all credit to Isaac and for starting a conversation that I think is well overdue. But anyway, with that being said, I think we'll leave it at that. I think that was a nice note to finish on, that, you know, people can be proud of who they are, and people can just get on with their lives and enjoy who they are and experience who they are and live their lives and play their sport, play basketball, do whatever they want. Who cares? I don't care who you love. Do what you want. So, with that being said, I think that's a nice note to finish on. This, of course, has been the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank, at Ethos Pelicans, at Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter. Rate and review, all that sort of fun stuff if you've got time. And I'll speak to you soon. So stay safe, and of course, bye for now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all-purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now. Save big money.